Around the same time in 2001, Jay Jenkins, who was known as Lil Jay, has just stepped into the Georgia scene and was gaining buzz as well. Much like Gucci Mane, he spent the last few years trying to build a label. Lil Jay was in deep in the streets selling weed and cocaine. He was said to have over $1 million cash before ever considering music. He had a ton of money and was always interested in music, but initially never wanted to rap. After a few run-ins with the law and having a new baby, he wanted to focus more on his label and began building a studio where he could manage artists under. He would sign his first few artists and start the label Young Guns Entertainment. This was going good for a while, but eventually their main artist would catch a murder case and get locked up, leaving no real talent to lead the way. He had dropped a ton of money in his studio and into his artists, so he wasn't gonna let it go to waste. He changed his label name to CTE, and he decided to start rapping as the main artist. He dropped his first tape, Thuggin' Under the Influence, in 2001, which featured Lil Jon as a producer, and it immediately got a small fan base. Since Lil Jay had drug money to fund his tapes and knew people in music, he would get all his music played at every strip club in Atlanta, which back then was a massive way to get your music heard. He went around Atlanta getting his music played over the next couple months. He decided to change his name to Young Jeezy and continued to drop back-to-back mixtapes like Trap or Die with DJ Drama, until solidifying himself in the Atlanta rap scene. He did this until 2004, when Def Jam signed him for a massive amount of money. With Gucci Mane and Jeezy leading the way in Atlanta rap, it was only inevitable that a collab would come soon.